This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. And it is Friday, the end of the week. We had a pretty nice week. It started off pretty hot and humid today, I think, is just perfect.
Tomorrow, even better. More sun tomorrow.
Know.
Sunday, I think, back to some rain. So if you got outdoor stuff, tomorrow's your better day.
Tomorrow's the better day.
And we've got another, what's today? The
11th.
So there's another 12 days left in summer. Just so folks don't dismiss summer too quickly now.
True.
I think we're done with 90-degree days, though.
I think so. I think that's probably behind us.
Yeah.
So, upcoming, all the snow and snow bankings and all that stuff. But this
mention
is going to be
that.
A...
Just don't mention
Yeah.
Hi, J-Dog.
J-Dog's jumping in.
In the house today.
Yeah.
And don't forget, this weekend is the Seafood Fest.
Oh.
At Hampton.
On Ocean Boulevard.
Yes.
I've gone to that. It's just too many people.
There is a lot of people, but, you know, that's what it is.
Honestly, it was interesting. I didn't find it worth it from the standpoint of how long you had to wait in line for really overpriced stuff.
You know what? I went, when I went, I did go last year, and we went, like, Saturday morning. Actually, it wasn't last year. It was the year before. Saturday in the morning. And it really wasn't
that
bad at
sense.
All. It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't eat breakfast, go up, leave around 10. Even, I think we got up there around 10:30.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't bad.
That is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because I went Saturday night. Naturally, the whole world's going to be there. You know, fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, draws even more people in.
Right.
So I would give it another chance going earlier in the day like that.
Yeah. It starts today at 4, and it ends on Sunday at 6. So Sunday afternoon might be a good time also.
Maybe.
You know, but they have 60 plus booths, and they have lots and lots of arts and crafts and stuff, and it should be a good
$20 lobster rolls.
$20. Well, you know what? That is what you pay anyway for lobster rolls.
Yeah.
For a good lobster roll.
Unless you go to Castle Island in Boston, where you get just as good a one for $11. Still hard to believe. But I'm not driving on there for a lobster roll.
We talked about lobster rolls.
Yes.
We've had that combo.
And we had the McDonald's ones, which were okay.
Thought they were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else? Oh, okay. I have to tell you what we had for dinner last night.
That you made?
Well, my Blue Apron.
Oh, Blue Apron. Okay.
Blue Apron.
Right.
Blue Apron.
It comes in the mail.
It comes in the mail. Mm-hmm. Our little box comes, and we have 3 meals a week out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize. See, they sometimes will pick it, and I'll just kind of look over it. You can change it if you want.
Okay.
But I like what they pick most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even thinking, because we were just talking about this, yesterday or the day before, about salmon.
Yes.
And Daryl not liking salmon.
Right.
So yesterday was salmon burgers.
Uh-oh.
And when I saw it, I went, oh, no. And, you know, they were beautiful salmon fillets, which would have been perfect for my recipe that I was sharing with you the other day with the Asian chili sauce.
Right.
But they had you chop it up.
Oh.
And you made it, like, into a salmon burger. So it was mixed with,
You actually have to do work with this.
Oh, no, you definitely do work. And that's the whole fun of it, though. That's, that, to me, I really like, because you have all your recipes. As a matter of fact, I brought you. Oh, here you go. I brought the
This
page.
Is the brochure?
This is it. And mine Thank looked you. Exactly like that.
Oh, it does look nice.
Doesn't it look nice? And flip it over, and that's all the directions. So you take your salmon and you chop it all up in little tiny pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add, I add panko crumbs, shallots, garlic, salt and pepper, and fresh oregano.
And what
they
did
supply
you use,
all that stuff.
What did you use for the binder? Did you use like egg or was it the breadcrumbs?
Nothing.
Or?
It was the breadcrumbs.
Really?
That was it.
Huh.
Those were exactly what I put
in. Well, that's
in
pretty
it.
Good if you don't have to use a lot of filler and still keep it together, because it looks like it held together pretty well.
And if you see my picture posted on Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, it was so good, and Daryl ate the whole thing.
You're converting him.
I'm telling you, it was really good. I really, really enjoyed that. You know, I made it like it kind of burnt, you know, so it had that little crust on it in the pan, and they had us make a aioli with it, and it was delicious. It was delicious, and there was like
good
a little salad. It was corn, arugula, and fresh oregano.
They send
salad.
You the rolls. The bread that goes on it?
Everything on that other side is totally supplied.
Okay.
The only thing that I had to put on it was olive oil and salt and pepper. That is it.
So it makes 2 servings, about 700 calories per serving, which is fairly steep, actually, for a sandwich.
Potato bun.
But if you take the bread away and just eat
the bread away, I'm sure that would lower that pretty much.
Drop a couple hundred calories off.
Yeah.
But all in all, looks tasty.
It was delicious. It really was. So
cool.
All right. So we had that last night. So I may have converted Daryl to salmon. I'm very excited.
So what's going to be next?
You know, tonight.
Because that's the gateway drug to.
Oh.
Swordfish.
Oh, no, he likes all fish.
He likes swordfish?
He likes all fish.
All fish except salmon.
Isn't that weird?
The least fishy tasting of the whole
chicken
of the sea family.
I know. So
he likes tuna?
Oh, yeah, he likes everything. All fish.
You're not a tuna girl, though, right?
I'm not really a canned tuna, no. I but I like ahi tuna.
Okay, right.
And, you know,
whole different
like grilled tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love that. Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame than the Starkist tuna.
Right.
For sure. But yeah, let me see what else is happening. Food holiday today?
I don't know.
Hot cross buns.
That's crazy because that's a Lent thing, and typically hot cross buns are February or March. I guess there wasn't room for it in February with only 28 days.
I know, and you know, I'm not a. You like hot cross buns?
I don't think I've ever had them. What's the point?
They're small, sweet yeast buns with raisins or candied fruit.
Yeah, well, leave the candied fruit for somebody else.
Marked on top of the cross.
Right. Yeah, it's a Lent thing. It's a Christian thing.
Yeah. Not my thing.
No, I can live without that.
Me too. I would pick the candied raisins or candied fruit and raisins off of it, and I might have a bite to try it, but other than that.
It looks like there were some people responding to a posting you put up yesterday when we had Tracy Fitz in from Function, and she was feeding our new police chief, Nick Willard, and we had so much fun with him. But you took a picture of me taking a mouthful of buffalo
tofu
that was formed into, when I first looked at it, the coloring of it and the shape of it, I thought it was a piece of salmon without really examining it. You know, when you get close, you can tell.
One angle, I thought it was a scallop.
Did you really?
You know, I was like, what is that?
The coloring.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was really good. And so we did get some response to your posting. Kristen said, great job. I dare anyone to make me a recipe that I can eat.
Oh, she has to go to Function then.
So she's dropping the challenge. Let me see. There was a response there. Tracy says, who was in yesterday, you'll have to try ours, and I would agree. Martha May, who's a good baking friend of mine, says, you're not missing anything, Mike.
Now, and Martha May needs to try it, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't have much flavor, as people know. It kind of takes up, it's sort of a chameleon of flavors, sort of, whatever you're cooking with it. And
but it's also healthy.
I guess it is. I didn't examine.
All right.
Does Kevin want to jump in on this?
I think he might want to.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how you guys doing? This is Kevin from Boston.
How are you?
Our canning buddy.
Not bad. Hey, I was calling because, you were looking for a subject, but you were talking about, all the different foods this time of year. Have you guys have anything coming up on, apple recipes, apple pies? Because this is the season to pick.
Probably should. Should probably get one of the orchards to do an interview with us.
Yeah, so, I can shout out...
There's a bunch of different types of apples, and I don't think everybody, knows the varieties that know what they're good for.
You are right. And
or Macintosh, so.
Who knows a lot about that is Diane and her husband over at Apple Hill Farm in Concord.
Hmm.
I'm going to reach out to them. So.
It's a good suggestion.
Yeah, that is a very good suggestion. Thank you.
Kevin suggested or talked to us about canning a couple weeks ago, and so we brought him and his wife in. And they did an outstanding job. And I just finished, I didn't just finish up the applesauce, but I do have the jar left to return to you guys whenever you get back into Manchester.
No, don't worry. Use it for your drink glass at night.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a thing. That's a big size one. That'd be a heck of a margarita, Kevin.
Well, only one then. Just limit yourself to one margarita out of that.
There you go.
Hey, good suggestion. Carol wrote down a note to herself, so it must mean it's going to happen.
All right, because, I'm always interested in other takes, because we do a lot of apple picking coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And just looking for other ideas.
Very good. If you haven't already liked our Facebook page, check there because we list who our upcoming guests will be. So I'm going to shout out to Diane over at Apple Hill Farm and try and get her on.
All right. Well, I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Make this
have
guy,
a good day.
Make this guy our associate producer because he comes up with great ideas.
<I know>.
Thanks, Kev. See you later. Say hi to your wife for us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's very, very cool. So anyway, just to finish up on the tofu thing, and then we'll move on because we've got a pretty busy segment of Comedy Cold Cuts today with no less than six pieces to it.
Yikes.
Chef Patrick Hall, with the picture of me putting the tofu in my mouth, says, "Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it."
Funny.
So, but you know what? It was fine. I'm glad I did. And it was prepared beautifully by our Chef Tracy at Function. And I would have it again when I go there. But I really love the soba noodles.
Ooh.
Had a little kick to them. It's a cold dish. And it, you know, I would get a whole plate of it and just numb out on that.
Actually, my next plate is with soba noodles.
Oh, it is?
It is. We have one with soba noodles and one, it's a end of the summer wheat pasta with tomatoes. Yeah.
So are you on a year-long subscription or just kind of?
No, it goes month to month.
Month to month.
Actually, excuse me, it even goes week to week.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
okay.
I can skip a week.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you're not tied into
it. Don't
want
to get too committed to it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, cool. Well, it looked like you did a good job with last night's
thank you.
Salmon sandwich.
Yes, yeah, salmon burgers. They were really very good.
Cool.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to go on a break. And when we come back, be prepared to laugh because Comedy Cold Cuts is coming up. And Mike always does a great job with that. And I guess he has six Comedy Cold Cuts today.
It was easy to find people joking about vegetarians. And vegetarianism. Not specifically making fun of the people, but the concept.
Yeah. Careful.
All right.
Careful.
Yeah, don't want to offend anybody. People will be offended, though.
All right. Stay tuned. Food for Thought. I'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hey there. It's Carol and Mike on The Pulse 107.7 WTPL Food for Thought. And we are brought to you by Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and in Londonderry. Also, Fallon's Furniture. They are the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought. And Kale and Company, you won't find a better-looking green room at any radio station. Trust me, I've worked for them all. Also, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com.
There we go. All right, take it away, Mike.
All right, so our Comedy Cold Cuts section today, you know, we always try to find a theme, if we can, that's related to something going on this time of year, a food holiday, which Carol likes to share with us every day. Well, next week is Vegetarian Week. And, you know, vegetarians are very devoted to you know, consuming the kind of food for whatever reason, for health purposes, for philosophical or moral reasons. And there's a lot of comedy out there because it's one of those things that's kind of, you know, vulnerable to being made fun of or at least have fun with. And so that's the spirit that we enter this segment today, because if you're a vegetarian, you know, open your mind and just laugh. And I know most of you do. This is not meant to offend anybody because I listened to it and I said, I don't see too much that's too bad in here. But there's a ton of people that have done comedy routines. And we're going to begin our segment today with Jim McDonald. And he's got a few funny vegetarian observations on the podcast.
I mean, he's a vegetarian. And I eat meat, so he's always on my case. Hey, man, if you knew what went on behind the scenes of the slaughterhouse, you would become a vegetarian. Look, I used to work at a restaurant. If you knew what went on behind the scenes of the salad bar, you would become an alcoholic. When our cauliflower turned green, we just called it broccoli. Every time I eat something bad, he's always on my case. One time I was going to eat a hot dog. He's like, "Do you know what's in a hot dog?" "No, nobody does. Each one's different." A hot dog is something you have to eat on faith. One time I bit into a hot dog and I hit something hard. Did I spit it out? No, I didn't want to know what it was. I swallowed it. Could be bone, could be wood. Either way, I need the fiber. Yeah, well, I'm going to live a long life because vegetables are filled with vitamins. Yeah, well, I'm going to live even longer because hot dogs are filled with preservatives. Just because you eat vegetables doesn't mean you're going to be healthy. Last year they had to recall all the spinach because E. coli was making people sick. Remember that? Yeah, no wonder why Popeye's got such big forearms. Grabbing onto that toilet while he's having to dry heave. I always have time to eat right, so I take a lot of supplements to make up for it. Like fish oil, because I don't like the taste of fish. I take zinc, because I really hate the taste of tinfoil. If you're a guy, they say zinc is good for your sex drive. I don't know how it works. Like I said, if you got that much metal going around in your bloodstream, something's bound to be pointing north. All you gotta do is point your headboard in the right direction. Throw away all your magnets. Otherwise, she's gonna be in the bedroom waiting. You're gonna be out in the kitchen stuck to the refrigerator.
There you go. That's Jim McDonald, the first of several. We'll move on now to a guy by the name of Dave Stone here on The Pulse, and our comedy cold cuts theme today, vegetarians. This is Fat Vegetarian, Dave Stone.
Hey, real quick, anybody ever call in sick to work because you ate too much at breakfast? No? I'm the weirdo. All right. Your excuse should never include the word bacon. That's all. Your boss don't want to hear that. Myself, I'm a pretty adventurous eater. You don't get this physique without taking a few chances. I will eat anything. Just try me. Used to, not so much. I was a vegetarian for the past 3 years until recently. That's not a joke. I know it looks like a joke. Yeah, I'm aware. Fat vegetarian. Good job, idiot. They kicked me out of the club. They're like, dude, this is bad PR. They didn't need me wandering the streets. Go veg! I did. I didn't read the pamphlet properly. I don't know what happened. I tried it because I thought I could lose some weight, and for 3 years I ate nothing but rice and tofu and veggies and cupcakes and donuts and fried pies and fried cheese and cream cheese and mayonnaise sandwiches and... I couldn't lose any weight, guys. It's a stupid diet. I don't recommend it. I gave all that up, though. I'm back on the meat train. I'm a born-again carnivore. Yeah. Now I'm eating meat with a vengeance. Just honey-baked hams, live rabbits, whatever. Just put it in my face and back off.
There you go. That's Dave Stone, and he's a big boy, so fat vegetarian. The irony of that, I guess. Have you ever tried to go?
Yes.
Oh, you did? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Without
Tyler was
eating
a vegan.
Meat? Right.
Tyler was vegan for a few years, and I tried first to I could easily become a vegetarian. I could. That I could.
Yes.
Vegan is like a step further than that.
Yeah, it's a bigger commitment, isn't it?
It is huge. And, you know, Tyler and I would get together one time a year. I'll take him away, and I said, you know, I'm going to do it with you for at least 3 days. And I barely made the 3 days.
As a vegan diet?
Vegan.
Woo. Wow. So you really have to look hard sometimes.
You do. It's difficult.
Is there egg in this? I mean, an egg you can't, right?
Nothing. You have to really, you know, learn how to read, you know, the labels.
Sure.
And know your food. And Tyler, you know, he reads everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know as I would... I think it's just too much work.
Yeah, I could see being a vegetarian, but would want to learn a lot more things to cook to
yes,
make it interesting.
Of
so you're not eating salads, you know,
and,
10 times
like,
a day.
Or like, was it Jim McDonald that was just on, or what was his name?
The last guy was Dave Stone.
Oh, Dave Stone.
Yes.
McDonald was the first one.
Yes.
You know, saying, you know, eating mayonnaise sandwiches and fruits and,
right.
or, you know, pies and all that kind of stuff. You know, yeah, to make it, you know, a little creative. And mm-hmm. But there is a lot of creative vegetarian
Oh, there really
recipes.
Are. I
there
bet
really
you could
is.
Find 150 cookbooks, you know,
yeah.
without any
yeah.
difficulty, finding things that you would really enjoy. And I mean, for instance, that tofu that we had
yes.
yesterday. Was good.
Yeah, very good.
It was good. It was tastier than a lot of stuff that, you know, that's a lot worse for you.
Yeah, and her stuffed avocado that she has over there at Function,
mm-hmm.
delicious. Oh, my gosh, that was to die for.
And part of the reason is, now she's the executive chef, not the owner, but clearly has the ear of the owner because she prefers that style of
yeah.
eating and living and
yeah.
stuff like that. And I don't know how that stacks up with the other restaurants on Elm Street, but it's a small plate. Place,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So you could try a lot of new things.
Definitely. I mean, $8 to $12. You can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't go wrong. And I can't wait to go check out that Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge, Mike. It,
really?
I saw the picture, and there was many different, you know, ingredients on there. It
sure.
was crazy.
Probably a big Saturday or Sunday morning thing,
it's
right?
It's on Sunday. Sunday's at 10.
Sunday at 10. So do they do kind of a brunch as
like
well?
Like she said, it's small plate brunch items. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff, you know, egg sandwiches.
Right.
But it's there's a twist on it. She's pretty creative. Pretty cool.
So is it kind of
been,
like
I haven't been to the brunch. I was just listening to her when she was on the show.
So is it? Do you think it's kind of like a frozen yogurt bar where you can add this and that?
You mean the Bloody Mary?
The Bloody Mary bar.
Oh yeah. They give you your glass with your vodka and your tomato juice or whatever their mix is.
Sure.
You take that. You go up to the Bloody Mary bar and you add whatever you want. Firefly has one.
Oh, they do.
Firefly has one, and I've been to Firefly's before, and it's very good. This one, though, and I mean, I can't compare them. I haven't been to Functions yet, but Functions seem to have had a lot more ingredients. I mean, the table was full.
I'm thinking celery and shrimp, so what else? I'm sure there's a ton
there
more things.
There is jerky. There's...
Oh. Okay, jerky, I can see.
You know, hot peppers. Of course, it's losing me right now.
Probably dozens of things, though, huh?
A lot of things.
Wow.
A lot of things, yeah.
Need to get our happy hour friends up there because we like to do bloodies when we're sailing, you know, when we're actually not going to be on the water that day, just at the dock.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Let's do one more segment before we take a break.
All right.
This is The Pulse, and of course, we are Food for Thought, Carol and Mike. Every Friday during this segment, it's Comedy Cold Cuts. And the next one on vegetarianism is Denise Ramsden, and she is the vegetarian in the family.
My mom will bargain with me about food. She'll be like, you can eat this. There's no meat in it. We just made it with turkey broth. There's no hunks of flesh. Yeah, Mom, I'm sure the turkey just took a little bath in there and wrung out his little turkey sweater. Going to pass on the stuffing. Whatever. I get a lot of attitude from people calling me a hypocrite. Oh, you're a hypocrite. You don't eat meat. But look at your shoes. Your shoes are made of leather. You're a hypocrite. These shoes were $5 at Sears. That's not leather. These shoes are like the hot dogs of footwear. It's all the leftovers. All ears and tails, my friends.
There's a quick little segment there with Denise Ramsden.
That was awesome.
Isn't that cool? The hot dogs of the footwear world. Good stuff.
Awesome.
Well, we're at 12:40, and we're halfway through our segment today on Comedy Cold Cuts, more on vegetarianism from Jim Gaffigan, of course. Ron White will be here, and Dan Cummins. All good stuff just ahead. 107.7 WTPL, Food for Thought on The Pulse. Be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. It's Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on 107.7 The Pulse. WTPL, Kale and Company coming in at 2 o'clock and joining us in just a few moments after the news at the top of the hour is Hilary Davis, cookbook author, chef, and great storyteller of all things food. Our good friend Hilary Davis and her new cookbook, Le French Oven, is in just a couple of moments. Food for Thought is brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You can find them online at spiceblends.com. Also, Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory-smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street in Manchester. And he apparently is friends with Grace Potter because she sang the national anthem last night for the Patriots game. And I did a posting on it because I just interviewed her not long ago. And then Kevin's put a picture on my Facebook page of him with Grace Potter, from Vermont, and so it was kind of fun. Anyway, so Casey's Rib Shack, he's also a great guitar player and singer. And finally, Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street, Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. And I just want to let everybody know, because our good friend Michael Hopley Pierce is all things beer, joins us every other week. Coming up tomorrow, tomorrow's the 12th, right? Yes, Homebrewers Jamboree in Tamworth. Homebrewersjamboree.com. So if you're just a person that loves, craft beer, this might be something you want to go to in Tamworth tomorrow, homebrewersjamboree.com.
So many beer events. It's
great. Just the last couple of years, you know, with different laws and things that really encourage so many creative people to get in and take their hobby and turn it into a business.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Michael, has his finger on the pulse of all that. He knows all the players. And he is a great facilitator of networking people and bringing people together, which is good because a lot of these people wouldn't know each other otherwise. So there you go.
He's very involved in the local BNI.
He is, yes, which is a networking group of people that has just one business type from each category. So it's not like you got 10 people that own restaurants or 10 people that are carpenters. It's one in each category, and they get together and all help each other by giving each other business and referrals. Very cool. BNI. Very cool. All right, so it's all about vegetarians today because next week is Vegetarian Week, celebrating folks who choose to eat that particular style for whatever reason, but it's good and healthy if you do it right. Here is, of course, we have to have Jim Gaffigan.
I know, he's
we can't
on.
Do a segment on food without him, and this is simply his selection called Eat Vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian now. Anyone a vegetarian? Yeah, there you go. I'm not a strict vegetarian. I eat beef and pork. Chicken, but not fish, because that's disgusting. How can you tell when fish goes bad? It smells like fish either way. Well, this smells like a dumpster. Let's eat it. No one really likes fish. They just won't admit it. They're like, I like fish just as long as it doesn't taste like fish. I got news for you. I don't think you like fish. I'm almost positive fish is supposed to taste like fish. Actually, you know what's really good on fish? Anything that kills the taste of fish. How about relish and a gallon of mayo? That'll do the job. What if we squeeze a lemon and wrap it in seaweed and cover it in soy sauce? He's anti-fish. And we're right next to Lake Michigan. I am amazed that we're still serving fish with the heads on there. Don't you always feel like that eye's looking at you? Like, hey, you don't mind if I watch while you eat my body, do you? Don't be distracted, little tear comes out. You can just tell yourself it's butter.
Well, what if a fish was in the audience? That would be awkward for all of us. It could happen. Lake Michigan's right there, buddy. The fish would laugh, but on the inside it'd be crying. Sad. You and your fish head joke.
Obviously, some people prefer it like that. Y'all have the fish. Keep the head on there and find out if it had a nickname. Pig roast, yeah. Pig roast, we always have that pig head sitting there, which is sad, because you can tell they killed a pig when it was eating an apple. Hey, pig, you want an apple? Sure, what are you doing with that spear? Ow! Mid-bite every time. At least those animals aren't alive, yeah. I was feeling uncomfortable when I go in a seafood restaurant, they have that lobster tank sitting there, all the lobsters appearing out like, hey, what are you here for? I'm here to eat you. Hey, all right. Hey, Harvey, this guy. Harvey?
There you go, Jim Gaffigan with Eat Vegetarian. And we've got a couple more to go here.
He's the best.
Consistently, and he's clean, which
he is
makes
so
our life easy.
Stinking funny.
Yeah, he is. And he's hilarious. Got a lot of stuff online. If you love food comedy, Jim Gaffigan, G-A-F-F-I-G-A-N, and definitely need to catch him whenever he comes to town again. He did a big show in Boston a year or two ago where a lot of this stuff has come from over the last couple of months. Let's move on. This is another pretty well-known guy, Ron White, with Vegetarians.
So I was just out in L.A. for 10 days. I don't like Los Angeles, California. It changes people. You know what I mean? Somebody goes, I got a buddy of mine from Houston. He's a comedian. He moves to L.A. 6 months ago. 6 months in L.A., I don't know him. 6 months in L.A., now he's a vegetarian, a humanitarian, an environmentalist, fine. If you're here tonight and you're a vegetarian, do me a favor. Shut up. You're not going to recruit me. I didn't climb to the top of the food chain to eat carrots. You know what I mean? It's not even that good for you. You ever see a healthy-looking vegetarian? They're all kind of yellow, aren't they? Their bodies become intolerant. I'll give you an example. I'm on the way to the Melrose Improv to do a set with my buddy, and he says this, and I quote. He goes, I feel nauseous and I have a headache. I think that vegetable soup I had for lunch must have had beef broth in it. I didn't know what to say. Your system's kicking back broth? You're a manly man, aren't you? Why are you a vegetarian? I asked him, and it wasn't even because meat's bad for you. He said that raising cattle was bad for the planet, with cow flatulence in the ozone and the clearing of land for the raising of cattle. What are you doing to help the environment? I'm eating the cow.
There you go. That's Ron White with Vegetarians. And we have just one more to go here on our six-pack of comedy cold cuts today. I think that's a record. We need to get Oscar Mayer to, or somebody like that, to sponsor this segment.
No kidding. Right? They should.
Comedy cold cuts? Hello.
I know, really.
Oh, gosh.
Hint,
hint. All right. Our final segment is a guy by the name of Dan Cummins wrapping it up with his take on vegetarians.
I want to talk about my wife. She's a vegetarian. Ugh. It's gross. It's gross. She's a real vegetarian, too. Yeah, real. I say real vegetarian. I'm amazed how many people will say they're vegetarian and then add, well, I eat a little chicken. Well, then you're not a vegetarian. You're what's known as a liar. And that's why our family hates you, Aunt Ruth. We can't trust you. I don't know how she does it. Like, I need meat. Like, I need it. I have to have meat to live. Like, I don't condone cannibalism, but I get it. I don't judge. My wife and I watched that movie Alive, where the plane crashes in the mountains and the people have to eat each other to live. She was horrified. She's like, oh my God, I could not do that. Could you? Huh? Yeah. Ever since watching that movie, when I fly, I throw a little A1 in my suitcase. I was a Boy Scout, be prepared. I like meat, now I kind of like sit next to the fat guy. I'm like, what's up, buddy?
There you go, Dan Cummins with Vegetarians. Hope you enjoyed our little segment on vegetarianism today on Comedy Cold Cuts. Maybe Boar's Head would want to be a sponsor.
Who knows?
Maybe American Airlines after that last segment, but who knows? So there you go. And so next week, I have no idea what we'll be celebrating, but it'll be some kind of a theme, I'm sure. And we'll probably find Jim Gaffigan in there as part of the
I love Jim Gaffigan. Yeah. He's consistently funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, everything that he says is just I think it's hilarious. I like him.
And he actually does a lot of talk shows, you know, because if you go looking for him on YouTube, which is the best way to go, you'll see him on with you know, Jimmy Fallon or some stuff with Letterman or whatever. So, but then what you do is you see that a lot of the routine he does just chatting with the host is a lot of what you've heard. You know, just kind of a little different way of doing it, which is how all comedians work. Well, he would have also been good for our Monday Eating Healthy segment. Randy Clemens will be here on Monday. He, of course, is the sriracha expert, and he is a vegan, so he certainly would have been able to
he would relate to all
contribute
this.
To this for sure. Yeah. I mean, he even made us a vegan meringue, didn't he? Remember that? Or told us he was going to do that with the goo that you get in the can of beans.
Can of kidney beans.
That's right. You whip it, add a little bit of sugar, and you get a meringue, and he says
pretty cool.
You can't tell the difference, which is pretty cool. Exactly. And he made us a cashew. It wasn't a cheesecake, but it looked and tasted like it, and he whipped
dairy
up
free.
Dairy-free. So, anyway, there's a lot of creativity in there if you got the time to explore it, I guess. So that's Comedy Cold Cuts for today, and I think that's our hour. It's almost time to bring Hillary Davis in.
Flies by so fast. All right, we're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're on The Pulse 107.7. We'll be right back.